Chris Davies. He's the Port Adelaide Football Club footy operations boss. Plenty to talk about today. They've made some coaching changes, but also I'm sure would have been in touch with the AFL in regards to the score review. So let's welcome him to the show. Chris, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Well, thank you. Let's start with the score review. Did you make contact with the AFL today? And if so, did they give you any explanations?
Now, look, I spoke to the AFL over the weekend. Haven't spoken today. We asked some questions, I guess, around Saturday night's review. We asked, what type of footage was considered. Was there more that could have been looked at the time? And I guess fundamentally, does the actual technology exist to be better at it? But not much is going to change the result on Saturday night, fellas. And in fairness to the Crows, there was parts of the game where I thought we were lucky to be as close as we were. And, no one's denying the fact that they were certainly better than us on the night.
So let's go back then. You started off saying, were there more angles to be looked at that weren't? Did you get any explanation? They had 23 seconds. Did they have other angles that they didn't view?
Yeah, look, they're not questions that I've actually had answered. So we'll wait for the AFL to respond, in due course. Mm-hmm. They're the questions that we've asked. But as I say, and as Ken said after the game, we've got a number of things to tidy up in our own backyard that we can control, and that's where our focus is right now.
What about as your own football club, you get behind the goals vision? Have you got any other vision that wasn't showed on the coverage that I guess shows that it did hit the post or didn't hit the post?
No, I mean, the vision is coordinated through the AFL. So whatever we get, the AFL would have, I imagine there are some other angles from a broadcast perspective. But, as I say, it's a fruitless exercise now. I think for the competition, the AFL have got to answer whether they think having technology at every ground is the right thing or not. I would have thought that principally we should be aiming for it. Why it's not in, I don't know, and probably a conversation that that the AFL needs to answer more than us.
Do you think it was a goal or a point?
Well, unsurprisingly, Stephen, I know I've got a vested interest. I thought it hit the post, but as I say, it's not changing it, and the reality is that the Crows were better from a midfield perspective. They were far more composed than we were at various points in the game, and no doubt deserved the win.
Yeah. Why haven't the AFL got back to you? Have you put a deadline on them? Have you had to follow them up? That's a bit disrespectful, I would have thought.
Not something that I've spoken to them. I mean, don't take what I said earlier out of context. We've asked for some things. They'll get back to us when it's appropriate. I know that that there's been conversations that have been had, and as I say, for our club right now, we're not looking back at that.
There's
actually no real point. We've got West Coast Eagles, which, as you've just said, is a significant game for the club that we've got to look forward to.
Yeah. My beef after the game, and I was happy for Ken batting on behalf of his club, the stakes are high. See, then we're going to move on quickly. But why doesn't Adelaide Oval have the same technology and or cameras and the view and the slow-mo that the MCG and Etihad have? I think, for me, that is a joke.
Yeah, well, you're asking the wrong person, Stephen. That's a conversation that you probably have to have with the AFL. But, I think what you're saying there is principally you want to see technology at all grounds. And
exactly.
I think that is something that I'm sure the AFL are considering or consider on a year-by-year basis.
Is there technology for the goalpost to detect whether a ball hits the post? Does that exist?
Well, that's one of the questions that we've asked. And I would have thought in today's day and age we should be good enough to find something that does. But again, I mean, that's not being disrespectful. I'm sure you guys think that something exists that would show it, but at the same time, it's not something that we're going to get caught up on now. Hopefully it doesn't affect anyone into the future.
So you're sitting there today, you're not satisfied with the outcome from the AFL?
I'm satisfied that we've done what we need to do to highlight the issue, and from here on in, I think it's the AFL's issue to deal with, if it's an issue at all.
Okay, they probably don't think it is. Michael Voss is staying on next season. Magnificent news for the club.
Yeah, it is, and Chad Corns. Obviously, we farewell both Matthew Nix and Aaron Greaves at the end of the year, and the August 1 deadline for coaches is starting to become far more publicised and people are aware of the ramifications of that. So, information is hard to keep quiet nowadays. So we thought best to tell everyone what was going on today. And obviously, for the rest of the year, both Matthew and Aaron are absolutely committed to our program, and we want to win, as much as we can and go as deep as we can into the season. But they'll be our coaching changes this year.
Mm. Is this a renewal process, or was it a case of some of these guys wanting to go home or to look for great opportunities? What was the scenario?
Yeah, I think for Aaron, it's something that we've been dealing with him over the past couple of years. He's expressed an interest to head back to Victoria with Matthew. He is at a point where I think, without talking to him, I think he wants to expand his depth of experience. And from our point of view, we also want to freshen up the group. I think Ken's got a history of making sure that, we've got new faces from a coaching perspective on a year-by-year basis. And I think this is a win-win for both parties. Obviously, both guys have done a great job for us, but we also want to continue to get better and get fresh ideas into the place.
When you go through this process, is there people that potentially you have in mind that you've got your eye on that? I know that there's a couple of guys move out. There's maybe some people who you've already sounded out to come in.
Yeah, well, I think it's fair to say that who is available around the competition and who, potentially is looking to move, and also, who is doing good things from a state league perspective, whether that be in the SRFL or the VFL or the NEFL or the WAFL. You turn your attention to who potentially is available. Absolutely, and we're aware of a number of people who I think would want to come to our club with the position we're in at the moment.
Brett Ratton?
Interestingly, I heard some of that discussion last week. I mean, again, I'm not going to be silly enough right now to rule people in or out, but I think whatever was mentioned last week was premature.
Jared Schofield?
You can keep throwing names at me, again.
Okay. Marty
Mattner? Joey's one who in fairness to him, his son Taj is a member of our Father-Son Academy. So, we're in constant contact with people, and, where that ends up, I guess we'll be told down the track. But we thought it best to let everyone know what was going on, and any other changes we'll make will be based on a review or people coming into the club at the end of the year.
We got a mile in office furniture text on 0448 08 1395. They reckon they know why you lost. This is from Tess. Chad Corns, runner, out. That's why you lost, CD.
It was a significant loss on Friday when I got the call from Chad to say that he'd hurt his knee. So I think as a club we might have saved some money. I'm not trusting Chad fully about not getting fined by the AFL. I think they watch out for him. So in a showdown, I was glad to have him benched, and I think Scotty Thompson in fairness did a pretty good job.
Yeah, we might be out for the year by the sounds. It sounded like a bad knock by his dog to his knee.
A season-ending injury, you reckon? I'm not sure that there's any structural damage at the moment.
Oh, good.
So Chad's walking around with his head down around the club, don't worry.
Hey, the next couple of weeks you've got two massive games. West Coast Eagles at home, Collingwood away. You've lost three of your last four, so you need to consolidate. Dougal Howard, is he likely to come back?
Look, I think he's certainly a better than 50-50 chance. It's interesting, isn't it? Because we went through that patch in the middle of the year where we were winning games. I'm not sure what you guys think. I think we're playing a little bit better footy right now than what we did back then. And so the challenge for us is going to be certainly to turn some better footy into results. There's no doubt about that. So, as you say, three significant games, really, in the context of the our
Bombers.
Season. West Coast, Collingwood and the Bombers at the Adelaide Oval on the Friday night. But no bigger than this weekend.
Oh, West Coast home, Collingwood away. There's a flight that we're going to give away for that tonight. Bulldogs at home. It's a big 3 weeks. Bulldogs,
right.
Essendon. Bombers, I should have said.
That's
hey, were
right.
There any injuries out of the game, CD?
No, I think we've got through okay.
Oh, good.
We'll have no excuse going into Saturday against the West Coast.
Okay, well done. Thanks for your time and all the best fighting AFL House, and good luck with that.
Good on you guys.
There you go.
Oh, hang on, before you go, CD, you're still there.
Right,
you're
mate.
On the rules of the game committee.
Competition committee.
Competition. Did this get brought up, the score review, at all? Has it been brought up as a topic? Hey, come on, let's get this right.
No, hasn't been okay. identified as something previously. Fair to say, I imagine that there might be a greater focus on it at the next meeting. But no. And look, you know, typically it's interesting, isn't it? Because these types of things get highlighted based on incidents. And I think it's important that we take a broad look at the types of things that we want to get right in the game. As fundamental, at the start, what do we want to exist by and then work from there? Because I think there's probably some things I've heard, Alistair Clarkson, say some things over the weekend, and also Ken in fairness, where, maybe we've got to think about getting the current stuff right and then go from there. But that will be in the hands of the AFL down the track.
Well Chris,
round 20, the game has spoken now. The fans have spoken, coaches, your committee, everyone's spoken, but the game spoke on the weekend. Leave the game alone. Five games decided by less than a goal. Oh boy, wowee.
Good on you, fellas.
Well done, CD. Go.